The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. I guess it's, as I said yesterday, it's morning on this continent, but if you're in another continent, wishing you a good day. Or whenever you happen to be listening to this, maybe it's good evening. It's such a blessing, if I can use that word, to be able to practice together as part of a community. So to start with a guided meditation, well, take a moment to settle in. There's so many different ways to understand that, settle in. One way is to kind of bring our focus, our attention, our awareness more in to this moment as opposed to out other moments, the past, the future. Be helpful to feel the sensations of this moment, feeling the body, the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body, perhaps, the feeling of the feet against the floor or ground, feeling connected to this moment. Perhaps there's pressure against the back, if you're sitting in a chair, or of course the backside, sitting on whatever we're sitting on. In some kind of way, bringing an aliveness. An aliveness of attention, of mindfulness to this moment. Inhabiting our experience, feeling embodied and alive to the way the body feels right now. Often helpful to do an easy, relaxed body scan as a way of getting connected, as a way of creating the conditions in which there might be a little bit more ease, softness. And check in with the face. Maybe around the eyes and the mouth. Just feeling in and relaxing. Softening. Without forcing anything to happen, It's okay if all the tension doesn't go, if relaxation doesn't arise. We're just creating the conditions in which it might. Makes it a little more likely. Continuing with the body scan, bringing our attention to the shoulders, arms, hands. Feeling what the hands are touching. Is it soft or rough? Is it cool or warm? Upper back and lower back. The chest and the belly. Allowing the belly to relax. And just being with this bodily experience right now. Allowing it. Opening to it. Welcoming it. Receiving it. And then noticing that the body is breathing. It's feeling the sensations of breathing. Feeling the chest move or the belly move, or perhaps the air going in and out of the nose. And then can we set the sense of direction, the stance, the perspective that we'll take to be one of kindness, warmth towards our experience? Practice can be a movement of kindness, a gift of kindness to ourselves. Can we practice with that movement, that sentiment, that intention, rather than beating ourselves up, perhaps, but with some warmth, kindness, and care? And then, as part of our exploration this week into inquiry, questioning, we can fold into our practice this relaxed, easy question: what is this? Not so much looking, digging for an answer, but more about opening to the questioning, bringing a freshness to the moment. What is this? Allowing the experience to show itself. And whatever form it shows itself. What is this? What is this? It might be that we get a little stuck trying to figure it out or get lost in a thought train. It might be helpful to introduce a second question to help broaden open our experience. What else is here? There's usually the pressure against the body where we're standing or sitting, lying down. There are usually sounds. Can we include these neutral experiences? That most often we're not aware of, as a counterbalance if we get stuck to trying to figure something out or lost. What else is here? So practicing with inquiry, with questioning, by asking, what is this, can help us connect with our experience, help us have some intimacy with what's happening. And asking the question, what else is here, can help us get disentangled from our experience if we find that we're stuck or lost in the experience. So these two different questions can be a way that can support our practice. This can be helpful in meditation as well as when we're in conversation with others or when we're experiencing anything, to help us keep present and balanced with what's happening. So in this way, can our practice support us and then allow us to be of support for others and not to get entangled in a way that's not helpful, to get stuck in a way that isn't onward leading. What is this? What else is here?